What you just heard was a young man almost getting hit by an automobile on Federal Boulevard, one of the busiest and deadliest roads in Denver, Colorado. Federal Boulevard is also the road I live four houses off of with my two-year-old daughter. A critical north to south link on the west side of the downtown area, the street sees up to 40,000 vehicles every day. It also serves as the second busiest public transportation corridor in the city, coupled with heavy pedestrian activity. Surrounding the hectic traffic on this road are some of the most diverse neighborhoods in Denver, many of which are low income.
And a lot of people answered that they walked because that was their only choice as a form of transportation.
When asked if they felt safe on Federal Boulevard, pedestrians responded.
No, I really don't. I mean, in certain areas it's okay, and in other certain areas it's not.
It's a sidewalk.
In 2017 alone, 7 pedestrian fatalities occurred on Federal Boulevard, a rate that is currently 20 times higher than other Denver roadways. There are several reasons for the high death rate, including high speed limits, lack of pedestrian infrastructure, and cultural attitudes favoring the automobile. Jill Locantore, executive director of Walk Denver, an organization that advocates for policies leading to a more walkable Denver, explains why.
It's not a coincidence that the most dangerous streets in the city tend to be in the most low income. It's a reflection of the policies that we've adopted.
And this is not a new problem. In 2005, an environmental assessment study was conducted along Federal Boulevard, finding more pedestrian safety measures were needed by Denver Department of Public Works. Yet, the funds were denied. Chrissy Fanganello, Director of Department of Public Works, suggests.
It's an issue of space. Like, we don't have enough space in our city to move people the way that we always did, and we have to be thoughtful about moving them differently.
Solutions for Federal Boulevard are hard to find, as it's a soup of regulating agencies and decision makers that control the boulevard. Jill Locantore tells us more about current initiatives.
Federal Boulevard has been designed as a highway for many decades, so this is a long-standing issue that the city is now finally paying attention to with a commitment to Vision Zero. The Vision Zero Action Plan identifies the key strategies that the city needs to implement in order to make our city's streets safer.
It is important to note that we are in a time of momentum surrounding pedestrian safety on Federal Boulevard. The City and County of Denver and Walk Denver not only have Vision Zero, they have been engaging in a photo voice competition for local residents to share multimedia stories of Federal Boulevard. Alongside these efforts, the two mentioned organizations have joined forces with the Colorado Department of Transportation to form one federal task force. The task force addresses public safety on Federal Boulevard. Signal lights will be retimed to favor pedestrians. Public outreach will be engaged, and medians and sidewalks added in strategic parts of the high-impact network from the Alameda to the Colfax intersections on Federal Boulevard. Some residents do not think it's enough.
But it ain't gonna be zero if they keep saying, get the hell off the sidewalk, get into the street.
While we faintly scratch the surface of pedestrian fatalities on Federal Boulevard, we ask, how will you act, whether on foot or in car, on the next major road you're on?